in college, you know, you got to deal with the, you know, the class and study hard. You got to try to balance all that. When you get to this level, it's strictly football. So it's different from that aspect, but other than that, it's been fine.
What will you work on between now and getting into training camp? Do you emphasize, like, building up upper body strength, or from a conditioning standpoint, what will be your focus?
I think it's honestly a little bit of both. That, you know, trying to you know, learn the playbook as best as possible. Several different things. So just trying to make sure I'm, like, as well-rounded as possible, not just trying to focus in on one thing. I'm trying to make sure I got everything well around it. So.
You like having Leonard running behind you guys?
Yeah, that's a good addition.
He said it's good to put on a helmet again.
Yeah.
Did it feel like a long time, and was it a good feeling just to be doing football drills again?
Yeah, it was a long time. For me in particular, it's been since early January, so it's fun to actually get back to playing football. You know, a lot of the stuff with the combine and pro days and all that stuff, it's football, but it's not football. So it's kind of fun to get back to, you know, kind of doing what you do.
The Jaguars threw out a picture of you working out there yesterday,
and you had
this look on your face like
you
were dying. It's obviously disappointing to caught that one moment. How hard has it been to get back into all that stuff?
I probably was dying.
You got to see the picture. Like,
yeah, it probably just you know, a bad picture, but
right.
I don't know, man. I can't really.
I mean, is it hard? I mean, you said you haven't done anything since January, you got all the pre-draft stuff.
I mean, I think what people fail to realize is there's a difference between actually being in football shape and being in, you know, combine shape or pro day shape or whatever it is that you're preparing for. So I think it takes a minute, not too long, but it definitely takes a minute for you to kind of get back into football shape and getting back to, you know, getting used to going through actual football practice.
Is it good to immediately get into that grind and that anguish and kind of get used to it as the off season goes on?
I think it's good because honestly, you just want to get back to it as fast as possible, and the quicker you get to it, the quicker you're able to get back in football shape, and the quicker you're able to kind of get acclimated to what you know we're doing in Jacksonville. So, I think it's good.
Leonard mentioned that he thought that one of the things that he's embracing is from rookie class is to turn things around here.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you guys talked about that, and how much do you kind of feel like that's an expectation that this group is going to get things?
I know there's something me and Leonard talked about. As soon as I know, I talked to him right after the draft, and you know, both of us come from programs to where, you know, losing is not really part of our culture. It's not really what we do. So it's kind of something that we both talked about. It's kind of, you know, trying to help change the culture around. You want to just have like a winning feel, because I mean that's all we're used to. That's all we've ever known. So I think, you know, a big part of that is just, you know, it begins with what we're doing right now and coming out and, you know, having good practices, having good effort at practice, good tempo at practices, and the whole morale of the team to change.
How can you do that? How can you influence that as a rookie?
That's what I just mentioned. You're just coming in and just doing your job. You're trying to kind of, you know, do a lead by example thing. And, you know, if it comes to a point to where you need to be vocal, you could add that. But I think it's coming to just definitely coming in and showing what you can do through your work ethic and just, you know, just trying to pull yourself to the coaches and your teammates as fast as possible.
Did Coach Key give you any advice for working with Doug Marone?
He didn't, actually. So, yeah, he told me that he played for him, but he didn't give me any advice, no.
Has he been as tough on you as he says he was going to be when you get drafted?
He's been tough on me, but that's just coaching. That's just coaching in particular. So, he definitely wasn't lying when he said that. So,
throughout the pre-draft process, wherever they spoke to you, did they ever talk to you about playing guard or, you know, experience playing guard or anything like that at all?
I don't remember. I talked to so many teams. Teams did talk to me about. Honestly, didn't talk to too many teams about playing guard. It was mostly just left tackle or right tackle. So, I mean, that whole guard thing just kind of. I don't really know where it came from, to tell you the truth.
Has anything stood out to you about D.D. Westbrook or Marquez Williams at this point? I know it's only a couple days.
I haven't been able to look at them much. I mean, we just finished our third practice, so. I mean, we haven't done too much team stuff to where I've been able to just notice what they've been doing. I know both of those guys are extremely explosive, so I'm just looking forward to playing with them.
Is there another offensive lineman that's here that's caught your eye in drills at all?
Honestly, the whole group has just been because I didn't really want to put any expectations on it, and just like kind of and what I was expecting. So the whole unit has been really good, though.
It seems like you have a great chance to be in contention to be the week one starting left tackle, how much would that mean to you?
I mean, I think that's obviously a big deal, but that's kind of not what I'm basing everything on right now. I'm just kind of, like I mentioned, just trying to get in and prove myself to the coaches and to my teammates. Prove that, you know, I am able to do that if that's what's needed of me. So I'm not really putting any expectations on day one starting or anything like that. I'm just coming in and just working.
Leonard just said that what I guess 30% of what you has been installed, that it was basically the same thing at LSU. Has there been any changes for you on the offensive line that you did not do at Alabama?
Not too much, like technique wise. The only thing is, I mean, it's been different. I mean, there are some differences, but there is a lot of carryover from what we did at Alabama. But probably the only biggest difference is just the verbiage. They call things, they mean the same things, but they just use different words for them. So, I mean, I think that's been the biggest difference so far.